Now, Yod HaMelech only made one pushka, one box, where to put the money.
The pasuk says, Vayemer HaMelech, Vayasu Oren Echad. He made only one Oren, one box. Vayitnayel Ba'echel Beis Hashem. Vayikav Chur Bedalosai. And he made a Chur, a hole in the delos of it. So Kitz is only one Oren, only one box did he make. For the Gemara Kasha, I behold Yechsev, Vayemer HaMelech, Vayasu Oren Echad, Vayitnayel Beshar Beis Hashem Chutza. So Chur says here he made a box to put the money. And where did he put the box to collect the money? Chutz, outside. So Chur Tzmash with the two different boxes. Because the first post it says, Vayitmeyu Behechel, Beis Hashem. Where did they put the box to collect the money? In the Hechel, inside the Beis Hashem. And here it says they put the box to collect the money outside Chutzah. So Chur Tzmash with two different boxes. So it's a kasher called Tonal Rebbe Yishmael that says he only made one box. If the Gemara, Oron Echad, true, was only one box. Vayitmeyu Beshar Beis Hashem Chutzah. No, this part of the kash here. The Ma'amar Rav Chuna, Nifneihat Tameim, because of the people that were Tameim. So the pshat really was only one box. And they moved it from place to place. First they left it inside the Beis Hamikdash. So the people that were Torah used to go inside and put the money there. What about the people of Tameim that could not go inside the Beis Hamikdash? So later they would take the box outside to leave it HaChutzah so the people could use it there. But really it was the same box, because they took it outside for the people that were Tameim. Like he said, there's only one box. First he put it inside. Then the king said, no, put it outside. They could come into Machna Levia, just not into Machna Kuna. So he said, put the pushkar outside, so they could put the money there also. So well, there's no stira. It was attack only one box, but it was inside sometimes, sometimes outside. Rabbi Chanina, Chizda b'shem Rabbi Yosef, Ach lo yayosem, Beis Hashem, Sefois Kesef Mezamris. So there's another pasuk in Melochim that says, what time he made money there and he had pushkins, where to keep the money? Or the Rehi says, what Hashem claimed, the Kumar says, Hashem, Al-Kochuk Loimar, Dishtein the Dov Soif. On this Pasuk, it's Raya that there were two Pushkas there. The Melochim Siv, Ach Lo Yeyosa Beis Hashem Sveis Mizmoris, Min HaKesav Amuba Beis Hashem. Liriyom, Siv Chloisam, Eshar HaKesav Yaseo Klisharis. Lavaz Dishtein the Dov Soif, Min HaKesav Amuba Beis Hashem, Aynu Man Adov HaKesuva Vimlochim, Lo Yenaso Klisharis. Right? Kitzah is bringing Raya from Sukkim that they did different things with the money. So it's Raya, there were two different Shechoris. So it's a riot, the first man, the Yama, that there's Shimei Rav Nachman, it says, there were two shofaros there. Hadrin Alecha, Perek Yud Gimel Shofaros. So that's the Mishnah. Moyoi shenimso bein ha-shkolem le-nedova. What's going to be you find the money that's between the shkolem and the nedova? That was the Mishnah before said that there were 13 different shofaros. So what's going to be if you find money in between one box and another box? In between the box that you put the shkolem, the taklin charatin, this year's machzah shekel, in between this shofar and the next shofar, you found money in between. What's going to be the halacha? So it says you found it between the shkolem and the nedava. Now the Gemara is going to ask the question, the chura, the nedavis, was the last one mentioned. The Mishnah mentioned after the kshok shkolem were taklin charatin, taklin atikin, then kinin. The Gemara, the Mishnah, like next Mishnah should have said, what's going to be to find the money in between the taklin atikin and the tak and the shofar for kinim? How come the Mishnah says you found the money in between the shofar for the shkolin and for the nedavis? Lekura, they're very far away. But the Gemara is going to ask this question. But now it's the Gemara's going to answer, all the shofaros were like in a circle. They were all around. So may Lepastis say you found the money in between, which was in between these two pushkis. So, Moyishanimtsu bein hashkolim lenedavim. You found the money on the floor, in between the pushka for the shkolim and the pushka for the nedavis. What do you do with the money? Where did it come from? It depends. Karov the shkolim, if the money is closer to the pushka with the shkolim, yiplu the shkolim. The lochim in the rice, you go bust the karov. So put it back in the pushka for the shkolim, mistama came from there. Linedavah, let's say the money is closer to the pushka of the nedavah, yiplu the nedavah. Throw the money back to the pushka for the nedavah, the shofar for the nedavah, mistama came from there. What about machzah l'machzah? It's mamish split in half. You don't know which way it came from. Is yiflu the nedava? The cloud is you go l'chumra. and say, put the money for Nedava. Because from Nedava, for sure, we're going to buy a Korban Eila, which a Korban Eila is Kulul Hashem. Mashenka, if you put the money back in the Shkolim, you're not for sure the money will be used to buy the Korbanos. Maybe you'll be for the Shiurei Halishka, it'll be from the leftover money that you don't use to buy Korbanos. So Luchumra, you have to go Luchumra. Sofik, put the money for Nedavis, because for there, for sure, the money will be used for a more Kaddish type of thing, for a Korban Eila. But the Korban Eila says, Yipul Lishkolim, Devos HaKorav Azlim in Kedichsiv, Fahoy Seir HaKroivim, El Achlau. By the Pasha of Egla Rufa, the Torah says, you find the mace outside the city, the closest city, that's the one we say the mace came from. To see, go Boss HaKorav. Mach Tzah Mach Yipul Medova, B'gmorah Forest Time. Why? Fight. Bein Eitzim and Lovoida. What's when you found money in between the pushkins, the shofar, that was for Eitzim, money set aside to buy wood, and money to buy the Lovoina. It's the same halacha. Korav li Eitzim, Yipul li Eitzim. It's closer to the wood one, put it back into the shofar for Shal Eitzim. The Lovoina, Yipul and Nadova. Put the money back into the shofar that was set aside to buy the Lovoina from. Mach Tzal Mach, what about if it's mamish found smack in the middle? Is Yipul li Lovoina. The svar is put this money into the shofar for the Lovoina. Because that's more Kaddish. Because for the Eitzim wood, that's not a real korban by itself. It's only a Heksha korban. Mashenkin Levoina, that's like a korban by itself, Nemesha Krovon. So Levoina has more Kedusha than the Eitzim do, therefore put the money back into the Loshaifer for Levoina. Same thing, Ben Kinim Legoiz Leyla. You found the money in between the Shaifer, Shel Kinim and Shel Goiz Leyla. Is Korav Lekinim, Yipul Lekinim. Korav Legoiz Leyla, Yipul Legoiz Leyla. What about Machs Lamachsa? Yiplu Legoiz Leyla. Put it into the one of Goiz Leyla means the birds that you buy for a Korban Eila, because the Korban Eila has more Kedusha than the other one. Because, was a Shalah how you learned the other one. The one man, the Yom and the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds, they both went in the Dovis. They both went for Korban Eila. So there wouldn't be an Aftamina. But according to Chachamim, Kina meant the one for Chayvis, which one went for Chatis, one went for Eila. Mashenk and the Goiz Leyla, both of them went for Korban Eila. And the Korban Eila has more Kedusha than the Chatis. Because the Korban Eila is Kulul Hashem. Therefore, in doubt which one it went from, put it Legoiz Leyla better. That the money should be put for Korban Eila better. What about Bein Chulin L'maisa Sheni? It has nothing to do with our Pushkas and Mishnah Stam. You found money in your house in between two different drawers. One drawer you keep Maisa Sheni in, one drawer you keep Chulin in. Where does the money come from? Is Korav L'chulin Yipul L'chulin? If the money is closer to the Pushka, you keep your Chulin money, you have a right to say it came from that Pushka, and it's Chulin. L'maisa Sheni, if the money is closer to the Pushka of Maisa Sheni, Yipul L'maisa Sheni, you have a right to, you have to say it came from there, put it there. What about Machs L'machs, you found the money right smack in the middle, it's treated, you go to Chumra, and the din is, Yipul L'maisa Sheni. You have to be Nei Kedushas Maisa Sheni with this money, that you have to take it to Yerushalayim, and buy Peiris there, and eat the Peiris in Yerushalayim. Zeha Klal, this is the Klal of the Mishnah. Holochin achra korv. That's one halacha. Midiraisa, there's the aside of korv. If you don't know where it came from, there's two sides where it came from. Go boss to the one that's nearer to. It's closer to. Lohoko. Even though you're going to kula, you're saying it's kulin, not maisisheni, go to kula. Aba machta, la machta, whatever the money is right in the middle, and we don't know from where it came from, then the klal is lahachmir. You always put the money to a more chomedic place than the other one. Always go to chumr. So to Gemara. Like, how come the first Mishnah started off where you found the money between the Shkolim and the Dova? The Chura, they were far apart. It should have said better if you found the money between the Shofar Shel Shkolim and the Shofar Shel Kinim, because that's what our Mishnah before said. There were 13 Shofaris, and there was a Taklin, Charatin, Taklin, Atikin, the two for the Machzor Shekel, and then it said the Kinim. So it should have said, what's the meaning you found the money between the Shkolim and the Kinim? Why does our Mishnah say you found the money between the Shkolim and the Dova? Have the Gemara, Rabbi Ovon, the Shem of Pinchas, Kimin Buchlier, Hoyu Asuyin. That it was made like a circle. So if it's not a kasha, why one is not next to the other one? They're all around the circle, it could be near either one of them. So the Karmene, the Parach, the Hutzucho, Lo Hoyu Le Latana, Lishanas, Elamoyas, Lishanas, Lishanas, should only learn, Elamoyas, Shinimtsu, Bein Shkolim, Lekinim. Share Shofar, Shel Shkolim, Hoyu Samach Lekinim, Kifi said the Rashni of the Mishnah. And there it says, Mishani Kimin Ko Kublayim, Pirish be Eagle. It was made in a circle, Soviv, Hoyo Aimdim, Hoyo Ashkolim, Somach and the Dove Mitzadechod. Could be close to the Dove Mitzadechod.
like exactly here was the shkolim, here was the dov, the opposite side, and it was right smack in between these two. So therefore, it's considered in between the nedova and the shkolim one.
Says halfway, you don't know, put it in the dover. So Mora says, Loi tzurcha de loi machz la machz a yipu lishkolim. She's Geras a porach. Loi tzurcha, loi hevel la meimer yala, machz la machz a yipu lishkolim. That's all she should have said. Half and half, put it lishkolim. She meviyim hem kabona siber, hakavuyim. Like it's Akasha. Why do you save yourself the money in between the pushka shashkolim and the dovis? You put it for the dovis. Why isn't it more common to put it back in the pushka shel shkolim? From the money of the shkolim, the new machza shekel, you buy the karbonas at tzibur for this coming year. So the choshim is after karbon tzibur. Hakvuyim, ma'ashenki in the dovo, sheinim el lakayin tamizbeach. Ma'ashenki in the pushka for the dovis, only for the dovis.
That means there's no chiyif to bring those karbonas. They're only used when the mizbeach was empty. They used to buy a karbon oilam and use it then. But there was no chiyif to bring it. So, if you have a question to put the money in the pushka for the machta shekel, which was used to buy the kabonas atzibu for this year, which is a chiyuv to bring it, that's more choshev, that's more chomer than bringing a korban oil that's only in the nedava. So, why does the Mishnah say machta, machta, put it to the nedava, it shouldn't be put to the shkolim? Have the Gemara, is the boy name of someone say like this, Shema yiplo lishuri halishcha. If you put the money in the box, the taklin charatin, in the new years, lamachta shekel, it's not for sure they're going to use your money to buy the kabonis like we had before. They used to take a trumas halishcha, but it was money shir halishcha, the money left over there. The money left over in lishcha wasn't used for kabonis. They were used for other purposes. So since it's not 100% zicha, your money from the shkolim will be used for the kabonis, it's better to put the money in the pushka shel nedava, which for sure, they'll only use that money to buy a korban oilah. So here you're sure it will be used for korban, by shekel in the shkolim, you're not sure. That's why it's better to put it in the pushka shoshkol, shom dover. That's one teretz. And if the boiler maimah, some want to say, machzala machzala kimishimes. In the case we have in doubt if the money belongs for the shkolim or not, it has a loch like if somebody was mafresh money for machta shekel, and then he was mace. That loch is you don't use that money for kabonis. See here also, since the money is in doubt if it belongs for machta shekel or not, anyway it wouldn't be used for kabonis. So therefore, you're better off putting it in the dover where it would be used for a carbon. And Amar Rav Yosi, Adiyano Tamon. When I was in Bavel, Shamat I heard called Rav Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. I heard the way Rav Yehuda asked the Shaul to Shmuel. He asked him like this: Hifri Shiklo Yemeis. What's going to be if somebody set aside his Machsa Shekel to give, and then he was Meis before they gave it to the Beis Hamikdash? He was Meis. What do we do with it? Is Omale Yiplul Nadova and Echnami. That money is not used for the Machsa Shekel. We don't use it to buy Korban Sibur anymore, because the Bailam was Mace. We're about to put it in Nadova. That's why it's very good the Mishnah says, if you find this money in between the Pushka Shel Shkolim and in between the Pushka Shel Nadova, so it has the same halacha like the Baal was Mace, that the money goes in Nadova. That's why we use this money now in Nadova. Yeah. What do we do with the leftover money the Kohen Gadol set aside to buy his Asira Seifa? Every day he had to bring this mincha to Asira Seifa. What do we do with the leftover money? We had a machlokes before. Rav Yechon's shita was that money can't be used. You have to throw it to Yam HaMelech. We have a laws of Weimar, Yiplul Nadava. It goes to Nadava. The Chulak Al Mishnah says that one of the six Sheforis here was for the meister of the Asera Sira Seifa. So leftover money set aside for Sira Seifa, he used to buy carbon oiler for an adover. The kasha, have a kasha on this. The yesh chat is crave oiler. Like the chura we had before, one of the pshatim war, the six different shefaris of nadovis was for carbon chatis, for carbon oshim. So we asked the kasha, how could the money set aside for chatis come for carbon oiler? The yesh chat is crave oiler. Do you ever have a case that a carbon chattis to become a carbon oila? Like how can you say the money for chattis should now be brought for an oila? The money was set aside dafka for a chattis. So the Kabbalah says, the kash of yesh chattis, and masnis and porch, have a kash now in the Mishnah. The Tony we learned, ben kinim, machtsa la machtsa, yitlo l'anunuk dipakashis. If you found the money in between the post yashokinim, machtsa la machtsa, yitlo l'goyf l'yoyla. You found the money in between the pushka of the kingdom, which the Noshim Mabachia to bring Korban Chatis, in between the other Pushka, that was the Geisler Oila, which is only for Oilis, you put the money in the Oilis. Is this Lema, Kraivil, the Geisler Oila, Kibun, the Raisa Zina, and Basak Kurva? If the money was Kurv, that's very good. You have to go Basak Kurv. Have a Kilo and Vade Geisler Oila. Elamachza, Machza, the Misafka. It is a smaker, really. We don't know where this money came from. Did this money come from the Pushka set aside for the Kinei Chavis, which is a carbon chatas and leila, or did it come from the other Pushka only from the Davis? So what does the Mishnah say? Shadin and Lula goes to Yerla. We put that money in the Pushka for the carbon leila. Is Kasha, and this we have a Kasha. V'chi chatas yochel akrivo oila misofik. V'chur this ishlek has a chiyah to bring a carbon chatas. The money was set aside for carbon chatas. So how can we take this money now and put it into the Pushka shal oilois to bring the carbon oila from it? Now the Gemara, Chisti Yerushayna Rishimim Ben Lakish, Tanai Bezdin Hu. This is a Tanai Bezdin, Ala Mois Rois Sheyikarvu Oilis. Yeah, that is a Tanai Bezdin, any leftover money from these things go for a Korban Eila. So the Korban Eila Mishani Tanai Bezdin, Bezdin made a special condition here, that the leftover money goes to the Oilis. He says, Afagav the Mois Rois Chatis Hain, even though this considered leftover money from a Korban Chatis is in other words, stand like we had this loch we had before. The leftover money from a korban chatas, what do you do with it? We said you put it in the dover for korban eila. So also a kasha. If the money was set aside for chatas, how could you use it for eila? Elamai, that's a tanai bezdin. That any money that's set aside when you don't need the money, use it for korban eila. It's achinam here also. Tanai bezdin, this is a tanai bezdin. Sheikriv oilis. If you have a suffix where the money came from the korban chayvis, or from the oilis, put it to the oilis. That's where the money goes. So it's not schwer how from the money we could use it to buy a carbon oil. But for the Gemara though, Ha'isha Zeis, but this Isha, the lady, let's say she was Chayiv, she was a Yeledis. She has to bring a Chatis. And she put this money in the can for Chatis. So now the money was lost in between. We're saying take that money and put it to carbon oil. The Chur, she doesn't have a carbon Chatis. How is this Isha Yaitzah Chayiv? True, the money is a Tanai Bezdin. It goes to the carbon Eila, but how is she Yetzach Leif at the Gemara? But Isha Zeis, but Mahi Mischaferis. Where does she get a Kapora? She needs a carbon Chata, she doesn't have it. On Rav Yitzchok, there's also a Tanai Bezdin, there's also a Tanai Bezdin now. That on the Sapik Esakinim, whoever was Makabal upon himself to give money to buy for the carbonus Kinim, is from the Sapik Esapsulis. He also has a Chia to give extra money for any Suffolk, any money that's in doubt, whether it's for Chata or for Eila. Like in this case, that the money was lost and found in between, that we throw the money to the Pushka Shalalis, that's what we do with this money. But the person that's mechayiv himself to give money for the kingdom has to give extra money for that instead of that money. In other words, even though maybe the Isha needs the Chatis, her Chatis will be brought from this extra money. Hamasapik, the one that's mechayiv himself to give money for the kingdom, who Masapik as Apsulis? He has to give the extra money also. Like he says, Avzum and Apsulisi, Vesorach HaMesape Kinim, Liten Kinim Kefi Amois and Imsoin. The person who's Makabal upon himself to give money for the Kinim has to give extra money connected to this money that was found. Vesorachtin Chatis HaLasofik. The Loch Rivish of being a Korban Chatis, Minasofik. Even though a Behemoth Chatis can't be brought HaLasofik, of a Loch Rivish, Te Chatis Oif, Boyin HaLasofik. Vienna Necheles. By an Oif, you could bring a Chatis Minasofik. There with this money now, the money itself you found, you throw to the Pushka Shal Oilis. But that Isha, the Suffolk, maybe the Isha needs it. So we have to have new money now, buy a Chatis Oif, and bring it, even though it's only in a Suffolk. Yeah. So the more like, as well as like Turcha, Deloi Ben Keteris Lietzim, Lelevoina Lezov Lekaparis, Korkashri is, why didn't the Mishnah say all the cases then? How can the Mishnah only say the first few cases if you found the money in between this shofar and that shofar? Why didn't say the rest of the cases? Have you found the money between the shofar Shokteris and the shofar Shalot Eitzim, or Lavoino, Lizov, Lagaparis? Why didn't say all the cases? Now the Gemara, or Tanisa and the Sefer, Teres says, that's all Nichla and the Sefer of the Mishnah. That the end of the Mishnah says, Zeha Klau, Holochin Achim Akoriv, Machla Machla Hachmir. Now the end of the Mishnah, the Klau means to say, these cases go on all the Yud Gimel Shofaris. Any shofar you found the money in between one and the other, it's a suffix. If it's kariv, put it into this shofar. If it's machza, machza, the klal is always, you go bust the one that's more chomer. So that applies, therefore, the din applies by all the Yud Gimel shofar staka. All right, let's stop here. Hold enough, you test. Now, you test about a Mishnah. Moyes Shenimtsu Lefnei Seichri Behema. If you found money in Yerushalayim near the Seichri Behema, near the people that used to sell animals, is Loilo Meiser. Wherever you, at any time of the year that you find the money, you always have to be afraid that money is from Meiser Sheni, and you have to be Nei Kedushas Meiser Sheni. Because usually the people take the Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim, the money, and they buy Shlomim, they buy Kabonis with it. And even though the people come early regular on Yom Tovim, but they don't use up all the money then, they leave the money with their Kerovim, and throughout the year the people can say they use up that money from Meiser Sheni to buy animals, to bring a Korban Shlomim. So throughout the whole year, any money that's found around the people that sell animals, you have to be afraid that money was dropped by the person that's buying the animal, so he has Meiser Sheni money, and it still has Kedushas Meiser Sheni on it. And we don't say the money fell from the seller, from the one that sells the animal. Because once he gets the money, the money is nischalal. Like if you have money, Meiser Sheni, you go to a man that's selling animals, and you give him the money, and he gives you the animal. So the animal becomes Meiser Sheni, and the money becomes chulin. So lechuru, let's say the money fell from the moicher, the one that's selling the animal, then the money is chulin. But we say no, because most people, there are more people that are buying than people that are selling. Like 10 people go to one person that's selling. Therefore, most rove of the people are people that are buying. And people that are buying, we say, come with their money that's Meiser Sheni. Therefore, you have to be afraid the money is always Meiser Sheni. Or Behar HaBayis, let's say you find money on the Har HaBayis, in the Har of the Beis HaMikdash itself, is Chulin. Then any time of the year, you have a right to Neman, it's Chulin. Because you go bust the rove, even though B'Shas HaRegel, like most of the money should be Meiser Sheni, but on the Har HaBayis, they don't clean it there. So Meli, go bust the rove of the Shana, rove of the year, the money found there is Moyes Chulin. So therefore, any time you find money on the Har HaBayis, in Neman, it's Chulin. You could use the money. Over Yerushalayim, if you find money in Yerushalayim, B'Shar Kol Yemayis HaShana, he's not during Regolim, not during the Gimel Regolim. Because during the Gimel Regolim, most of the money is Meiser Sheni. But if you find any money in Yerushalayim throughout the rest of the year, Chulin, you have a right to Neman, that money is Chulin. Because we said the Shukah Yerushalayim, they used to clean every single day. So any money you found now, Mistam, it's from the last day's money. And after Yom Tovim, they swept the floor. So any money that was lost on Yom Tov, like, was swept away already. The money you find today was money that was lost today. And if today is not joined Yom Tovim, we say Stam money is Chulin. It's only the money in front of the Moichah Behemoth, the people that sell animals, do we say that the people are coming with their Meiser Sheni to buy the animal. But any other place in Yerushalayim, we say the money is Chulin. Uveshasa regular kol Meiser. But during the Regolim, during the Gimel Regolim, then we say any money you find throughout Yerushalayim, Mistamritz Meiser Sheni money. And you have to use that money with Kedushas Meiser Sheni. You have to buy food and eat the food in Yerushalayim. What about the Bosar Shenimtsa Biazara? Let's say you found meat in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Is a Vorim. If you found a piece of meat that was sliced up, a Vorim means big pieces, we say Olus. Mistama, those are pieces from a Korban Olah. Because an Olah, that's the loch, you have to cut it up into pieces to put it on the Mizbeach. V'chatichos, let's say you found pieces of meat, like a person takes home to eat, a nice small portion of meat, we say chatois. Mistami was from a korban chatis, that the locher is, it's called Kodesh Kedoshim, the kohanim have to eat it inside the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore mistami was the meat the kohen was going to eat, so it has Kedushas chatis on it. We'll soon see what we do with the pieces of meat. Over Yerushalayim, let's say you find the meat in Yerushalayim, then we say zivchei shlomim. We say mistami comes from a korban shlomim. Because most meat, like in Yerushalayim, is from Korban Shlomim, that the locher is, the Shlomim is only a kachem kalim, that you're allowed to eat the meat any place in Yerushalayim. So most probably the meat comes from a Korban Shlomim. Now what's the loch of these meats that were found? Zeh v'zeh, whether it's from a Ivorim, an Ola, or whether it's Chaticha Tatachatis, whether you found the meat in Yerushalayim that we say came from Zivchei Shlomim, the locher is, tu batzerosai, you have to wait till it stays overnight. So it's uber tzura, means it loses its shape, its form, which means it's a psul linachal. You have to wait till the meat stays overnight. So melech chala din noiser on it. V'yoytzla beis asreifa. And then you're allowed to burn it. Whereas b'kitza, this meat you're not allowed to eat. And we'll see in the Gemara why not. The chur is a psul from hesach adas. Meat of kachim, if you didn't watch it, any time you lost track of watching it, we have to be afraid maybe it's tamei, and you're not allowed to eat it. Therefore, this meat that you found now, you have to be afraid maybe it's tummy. So for sure you can't eat it. But it's not Vaday Tamidim, therefore you can't burn it. Therefore the Eitzer is, let it stay overnight, let it have a psulina on it, and once the meat has a psulina, then the din is you're supposed to burn it. So that's the Eitzer with this meat, that you find, you have to wait till it gets Uba Tzerosayim, wait till it stays overnight till it has a psulina on it, and then the din is, it's like Neisser, the din is you have to burn it. You're supposed to burn it then. What about Nimtza Begvulin? Let's say you find meat, and not in Yerushalayim, outside Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, the rest of the cities of Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim. So there, Mestam, we say it's not Kochim, because even Kochim Kalim is postal Chusl Yerushalayim. So you find meat on the floor outside Yerushalayim, it's Zichah not Kochim. So what's the Locha? Eivorim. If you find big pieces of meat, Nevelis. We say Mestam, it's a tray for Nevela. Because since it's a Nevela, it means the animal died by itself, so the Bailam just throws it away. He didn't bother chopping it up into small pieces of meat. It's a big piece of meat, he just threw it away, so you have to say it's treif, it's an avela. Vechatichos, let's say you found small pieces of meat, like a nice slice of steak you found on the floor, in the loch is mutaris, you're allowed to take it. So he says, chatichos mutaris, about the korban edom, shein derech lachtoich, lechatichos ketanois, elo haksheris. The mal people only cut up into small pieces of meat, meat that you can eat, or kosher piece of meat. Or you lost a slice of lechtoichim, because you're going to put it at the cook. So, Mel, if you find a nice small piece of meat outside Yerushalayim, you have a right to name on its chulim, and it's kosher, therefore you're allowed to eat it.